But and they make all. He has a real French chef.
Mm-hmm.
He was lucky enough to get one that was in service.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's old, all those French pastries and everything. Oh, goodness, you can't imagine. And his food, he has the cook that cooks that fix the menus, the luncheons and things. She is out of this world. She highly seasons everything.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, she stumps her toe about every other day on the black pepper. But she is the best cook. She's been there. Now, he's only had this bakery 6 years, but the man died that owned it, and she was with him. She's been there about 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Big Maida, they call it, and she is the best cook I have ever seen in my life. They have the best food, and I have counted as many as 29 standing waiting to get a seat.
Wow.
It's in a little shopping center out there, Midland Shopping Center,
mm-hmm.
out on the other side of the university.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right on, you go right on past the hospital, and it's on in Alberta City, just about, I'd say, a mile from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just real. They just have a booming business. He's never done anything but bake in his life, and he just has a wonderful baker business.
Mm-hmm. What different kind of food do they have on the menu?
Well, just most anything you want. Any kind of steak that you want, and he serves a sweet and sour chicken that is just out of this world. And he also uses the same part of the same sauce on his sweet and sour spare ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has ribs once a week, and he has chicken once a week. And then of course you can always get fried chicken.
Yeah.
And things like that, steaks and things like that. He has a chuck wagon once a week. That's a special. That's a little chuck wagon steak.
Oh.
And that's a special that he has. And then of course other times, they always have veal cutlets and any kind of fish and any kind of things that you want.
Mm-hmm.
He just has most anything you want. Now, he doesn't specialize in any one thing. You can get sea fried or anything, but now, he doesn't specialize in steaks
just
at all.
All different kinds.
Just anything you want. Now, as I said, you can get a little chuck wagon or little sirloin tips and things like that, but just go out. I don't really think he has like you want to go out and get a real big T-bone or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think he does that.
Yeah.
I don't think he has enough calls,
mm-hmm.
For that, but other kinds.
Do they use pineapple or something for sweet?
Yeah, there's pineapple in it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it is just, you can just eat till you can't eat. And just get so big. I always gained about 10 pounds when I'm up there, and then I starve to death. And I can't get it off anyway. It's just hard. I said, when God made you fat, he meant for you to stay fat. That's what I think. Well, a lot of people don't think that you inherit, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get it from both sides of my family. There's three of us girls, and four of us girls, and we're all. Now, my sister that lives up there is heavier than any of us. But we all,
mm-hmm.
and all the boys are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you inherited.
Yeah, I think
it's heredity. I really do.
See, like myself, I can eat until food comes out of my ears, and I'll never gain pounds.
Oh goodness, wish I. Oh.
But then sometimes when I'm working, I don't have time to go out and get lunch
mm-hmm.
I skip meals during the
mm-hmm.
day.
And it's so hard for me to lose. Now I can go in that tonight, not eat a bite,